You know, I mean, what, from the ramp up, the ribs.
Okay, can you give me some different names for those parts?
No.
Okay. What is the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. And what's outside of the bacon called?
The fat. The lean, not the lean, the fat. The lean?
Okay,
then. I don't know which is on the outside, the fat or the lean.
Do you have a name for the little part you have to cut off?
The fat.
Okay. And what kind of meat comes in little links on the chain?
A sausage.
Yeah, okay. Now, who's the man who sells the meat and cuts it all up?
The butcher.
Okay. If meat has been kept too long, you'd say that the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
I don't know.
Have you heard of head cheese?
No.
Or souse? Do you have a name for a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No.
Okay.
Well, I heard of souse, yeah.
Oh, you have heard of souse?
Yeah, souse meat, yeah.
What does that mean to you? Have you tried it?
I tried it, but I didn't know it was hog. I'm not going to try it no more now.
I'm sorry, was it good? Was it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, okay. I should try something. Have you heard of liver sausage or liver pudding?
Yeah, liver sausage. It's a hammy tasting meat, but it's not exactly salty. It tastes like liver and it tastes like ham mixed together.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything made out of hog blood?
Hog blood? No.
Okay. How about blood sausage or blood pudding?
No.
Black pudding?
No.
Okay. Do you ever hear anything where you take the juice of souse and you stir it up with cornmeal and some hog meat? And you slice it and fry it after it's gotten cold. You heard of scrapple?
No.
Okay. Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
I'd say sour. Or more likely, if you kept it in the refrigerator, it picked up some of the odors of the other foods that you kept in the refrigerator. So I'm not acquainted with that. What you're talking about, I guess. I'm just guessing, they probably pick up the odors, some foods that you kept in the refrigerator. So I can't imagine what it tastes like. It shouldn't taste like butter.
Have you ever heard of it being called rancid?
No.
Okay. Do you have a name for thick sour milk?
Buttermilk.
Okay. Have you heard of clabber?
No.
Okay, what kind of cheese is the stuff that, it comes in little cartons and it's white and kind of bumpy.
Wow. Does bumpy have holes in it?
No, it's like you have to spoon it out.
So a cheddar cheese. Not cheddar cheese, it comes in a little dish. I don't know. I got it on my tongue, I can't pronounce
cottage?
Cottage cheese, yes. Yeah,
okay. Let's see. What would you do to, what is baked in a deep dish made of apples that might have a crust on top?
Apple pie.
Okay, do you have any other names for dishes made with apples?
Apple cobbler, apple cobbler.
So what's the difference between apple pie and apple cobbler?
Well, as far as I know, an apple pie is just straight crust, and apple cobbler, yeah, the strips on the top instead of the straight crust.
Somebody has a good appetite and say he likes to put away his
food.
Meal. What would you call a milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie?
I don't know.
Okay. Food taken between regular meals, you call it?
Snack.
Okay. You say, I will breakfast?
Eat.
Okay. Yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten breakfast.
Last week, I
ate breakfast.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Oh, it's